spiked a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth. And you brought it out here and actually played with it? And actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood, King of Crash, the Colossus of Cloud, the Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, George Katsourilos. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. If you want to give us a call at 312-332-3776, and you have an item you think might be valuable, we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think it might be worth in a current auction. Or if you just want to show off an item and you have a big item you want to tell everybody about, give us a call, 312-332-3776, and we're giving away to one caller a box of, it's actually the Topps Factory baseball set from 2014, which are all of a sudden selling fast at T-Crown. The last couple of days, I sold a ton of those babies. Has a Jose Abreu rookie card in it. And you can also tweet me an item at T-Crown Tom if you send a picture of an item and we use it on the show. If I like it, you'll get in the drawing. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. Last night I watched a little bit of the Team USA at the end of the first half. Derrick Rose had, I think, 4.6 seconds to get the ball in and from one end to the other and score. And boy, did he look, he's got the wheels back without a doubt.
He seems to be back. The fans were chanting MVP, MVP. So it's an exciting time.
That is good to see. If he can stay healthy, it's going to be a fun season for the Bulls. So we're excited about that. The Huggins and Scott auction ended a couple weeks ago, week and a half or so ago. The next auction is September 29th to October 9th. So you can get items in now for the September 29th. We're going to do something a little different this week. I've got some items where I'm going to read off two different items that ended in the last Huggins and Scott auction. And you out there can try to guess which one you think went higher. Vince is going to guess, and even poor George might throw out a guess or two on an item if he thinks he has an item. For instance, in the August Huggins and Scott auction, a Frank Sinatra signed 8x10 in a frame display sold, and then an Amelia Earhart signed 1928 some Stoltz Day cover thing was signed. Now these are, I'll give a hint and say they're relatively close, within a few hundred dollars. And which one do you think would have sold for more, the Frank Sinatra signed 8x10 or the Amelia Earhart?
I'm going with the Amelia Earhart.
George is going Amelia.
I'm
going
to go with Earhart also.
Oh, you
with
guys
her dying so young and just all that time since she's been alive and did that historic flight, I think hers is more valuable.
So you're both going, Bill Huggins, you can't make a guess because you know this
stuff. I don't even know.
All right, well, they're both right. It's Amelia Earhart, sold for $850. Frank Sinatra, $600. Not bad prices for either item. I actually have a kind of a neat item I got in at T-Crown this week. A customer brought it in. We were debating whether I should buy it from them or if I wanted to do it on consignment. I put it on consignment for them on eBay this week. We started it at $149. It ends later today. And this is something you don't see very often. It's a 1935 Cubs-Tigers Wrigley Field World Series program and scorecard. A lot of these, it had creases on the front and back, and a lot of the scorecards, Bill, I bet you would notice this too. A lot of the older scorecards, I think the guys used to get them and roll them up and put them in their pockets, because a lot of them seem like they're creased. Have you noticed that, Bill?
Oh, you'll find that a lot. They're creased right down the middle. Well, they would, I don't know about rolling it, but they would fold it and stick it in their back pocket.
Yes, correct, yeah. And now this one was an 8-page program with a scorecard in the centerfold where, like if you had a Playboy where the fold-out would be. Not that I've ever looked at a Playboy or anything. But it's actually doing very well. I started it at 149. I think earlier today I looked at it. Let's see what it is right now. It's at 204.50, so that's kind of neat. I looked at another one that somebody had on eBay. It was creased even worse than this one. So, you know, it's in pretty good shape, not scored. What's the difference in value if a scorecard like that is scored or not scored, Bill? Does it make any difference to collectors?
I think it's a personal type thing. Some people don't mind it. Some people actually like it scored because a lot of times, if it is scored, you can tell what game it was from.
Yeah, that's true. So that's kind of neat. Vince, anything... you weren't alive at that time,
no,
so but you know, it's kind of neat seeing a Cubs team that was in a World Series.
Yeah, looking up that season on Wikipedia, I was shocked when I read this. The Cubs were 2.5 games out of first place on September 4th. They won 21 games in a row to actually overtake St. Louis for the pennant, which shocked me.
Boy, yeah, that is shocking.
Not used to hearing that.
That doesn't happen,
you know,
in our lifetime.
It goes the other way usually, you know. Yeah. 69 Cubs from the Mets catching them.
Right, yeah. That's exactly right. Well, you know what? It might happen. It happened before. It could happen again.
That's
right. If it happened in history. The Riverview guy's online. What do you have this today, Riverview guy?
Good morning, guys. Hey, what's with the fog here?
It's a foggy day. I don't know. I don't see any fog. I think it's just the Riverview guy lives in a fog, don't you think, Vince?
Yeah, it's the top of the Bob's first drop.
Yeah, right. What do you have?
I've got two items. I've got Mike Pilecki when he got traded to Atlanta Braves from the Cubs. I've got his game-worn hat, his last hat.
Okay, what'd you do? Club him with a bat and run? How'd you get his hat?
I asked him for it. He went to clean out his locker, and he said some nice things to the press about the Cubs, too. He didn't diss him because he was being traded. He says it's part of the business. So.
What do you think of a game-used Cubs hat? That would have been from, what, about 10 years ago or so?
Oh, longer.
Longer than that.
Yeah, and he signed the bill for me, too, inside. Plus, I have a George Bush Sr. White House signed card.
Oh, now, what do you think about those, Bill? A Cubs-signed hat. I guess Pilecki must have played, what, late 90s? I don't know.
Yeah, he was on the Cubs from 88 to 91.
Oh,
yeah.
That long ago, yeah. Huh? Wow. Time flies when you're losing every year, doesn't it?
Be nice, Tom.
And Bill, the George Bush Sr. signed White House card.
What do you think, Bill Huggins?
Well, I think that the hat's probably... You know, $100 to $200. A lot of times you can get those for game-worn hats.
How do you prove a game-worn hat?
Well, that's the tough thing.
Yeah.
He wore it.
Yeah.
And
how about the George Bush item?
The George Bush, well...
Senior.
It's on a what?
It's
George
on a...
George Bush Senior
on a business
White
card.
House card.
On his business card?
George Bush Sr.
We know Sr., Riverview guy.
It's his White House card. He signed it.
Oh, I'm guessing you're probably looking in that same range, $100 to $200.
Okay. Well, very good. So, now, there's a lot of, when you're looking at presidential signatures, there's a lot of secretarial signatures, correct, Bill, where those really have to get checked out.
Oh, secretary and auto pen. I think the President of the United States may have been one of the first people that when these auto pens were introduced, I think it goes back into the 40s or 50s or 60s or somewhere in that range, where the President just couldn't physically sign all the documents that he needed to sign in order to keep the country running. And they came up with this machine. Somebody invented this auto pen, and other executives in other fields have used it over the years to sign documents and everything. I guess they recognize that it is a legitimate signature or something like that. But
Not good for autograph collectors, though.
No, you can tell, though, if you see a regular signature in an auto pen, I mean, they're noticeably different. I mean, the auto pen is just what it says. It's perfect, same thing every single time, you know.
Yeah. You know, speaking of fog, the Chicago Air and Water shows today. I hope the fog does clear out before the, I don't know what time that's supposed to start today. I would imagine afternoon. But, yeah, hopefully the weather clears up for that baby. You know, talking about Derrick Rose with the move, have you noticed the pictures and some of the highlights of where Tibbs and Rose are on the bench and Tibbs just keeps cracking up Rose, where Rose is like rolling and with laughter. I didn't realize Tibbs was such a comedian. What's he saying to Rose? I can't even imagine what he could be saying that Rose is just rolling laughing. I've seen it probably three or four times.
Might be trying a new head coaching tactic. Yeah. Make the guys laugh and smile. Right. Maybe he'll win something.
Maybe Tibbs can do some stand-up in the offseason. Sure. Who knows? Speaking of stand-up, the Green Lantern and Rodney Strangerfield are on. What's up, Lantern?
Good morning, boys. What's going on?
How are you?
All right. Hey, I got a Dave Robinson basketball, and he signed it and put the Admiral on it as well.
The Admiral's nice. I'd say that's probably maybe $150, something like that. Was Rodney with you when you got that?
Well, I tell you, Tom, my wife and I were happy for 20 years, and then we met.
Oh, thank you, Larry. Rodney just he will never answer a question directly, will he?
But always funny.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Watching the Bears game, I guess the Bears cut Weems, that who had the horrible kick return day and didn't catch any passes, but I was really impressed with Blake Bortles. In the card market, for quarterbacks are always the most valuable cards that come out each year. And in the rookie quarterbacks this year, Johnny Manziel prices are way higher than Blake Bortles, even though Bortles was picked way higher than Manziel. And I think, you know, it's Manziel. Everybody knew him. He won the Heisman as a freshman, and all the publicity about all his antics and everything. He's an exciting quarterback to watch and could be a very good pro quarterback. To me, I saw they signed Rex Grossman, and to me, one of the things with – they're both smaller quarterbacks, but one of the things about Grossman that was a problem was he also supposedly had smaller hands and really had trouble controlling the ball. His height didn't seem to bother him so much as that. And I think Manziel has big, strong hands. So that's good. I think he's got a chance. If he doesn't turn it over too much or doesn't put his head down and run into the line too many times, he's got a chance to be very good. But I would have picked Blake Bortles ahead of him also.
What's nice about the Bortles is that he grew up a Jacksonville fan, and to be, you know, staying in Florida and quarterbacking for his favorite team growing up, that's kind of a good matchup.
That's a really good matchup. And he's got, they kept comparing him to Roethlisberger during the game, but he does have size. He's got arm strength. He had accuracy. He did a rollout and zipped one in right on the money. Seems like a smart guy. He likes where he is. I think he's going to be, if they can just protect him and some of those young receivers turn out to be good for him, I think he's got a great future. And Vince, you were saying you saw something about Bridgewater having a game-winning drive last night.
Yeah, down less than a minute to go, down a score, and he drove threw a touchdown pass at the end.
Well, that's encouraging. He had a poor first game, so that's actually very encouraging. But that's good for cards when the rookie quarterbacks are looking good. It's really good for cards. You could bill it. You guys have a card store in the Washington, D.C. area, right? So you guys sell a lot of packs there?
Oh, yeah. House of Cards. We've had that since 1979.
Now, does your son Ricky run that?
Actually, no. Well, we all kind of help out. I have a manager of the store who does run it, but we all kind of help out in the store there.
Now, I had a couple of customers in this week who have been to that store. They live in Virginia, and they told me you're a long-lost relative of Miller Huggins. Is that right, or were they wrong with that?
Well, no, he was my grandfather's first cousin.
Okay.
My father's cousin. I mean, he died in 1929. I never met him, obviously.
Yeah.
But, No, even in our family tree, when they my mother-in-law, or adopted mother, kind of did the genealogy thing. He's right there, you know.
Yeah, very cool. So that they were right about that one. They were also right that Jersey Mike's has really good subs. I had never, when they go, do you guys have a Jersey Mike's around here? I'm like, I don't know. I'm thinking they were talking about a Jersey sales place. I'm like, I've never heard of it. They go, no, it's a sub place. I looked it up. There was one right close to the T-Crown. So my son Joe and I tried them. Boy, very good stuff. All right, so enough of that. It's time for a short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. Give us a call about the value of your collectibles, and we'll get in a drawing for a 2014 Topps Baseball Factory set that ERC Delivery will deliver free of charge to the winner. So hang in there. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collections today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest growing auction company in the sports and memorabilia industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but will maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is September 1st. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event, or call them toll free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199. Attention golfers. Tired of playing on golf courses where houses line every fairway? Instead, why not enjoy a classic course in a quiet atmosphere with unrivaled course conditions you deserve? Located in Grays Lake, Stonewall Orchard Golf Club features rolling hills, tranquil wetlands, an abundance of wildlife, and pristine course conditions, providing a pure golf experience unlike any other. Stonewall Orchard has hosted many prestigious tournaments, including Illinois PGA Section Championships and even several U.S. Open qualifiers. With 18 holes of championship golf and a world-class practice facility, Stonewall Orchard offers private country club amenities and a relaxed public setting. So treat yourself to one of the finest courses in the Midwest. Treat yourself to Stonewall Orchard. Visit StonewallOrchard.com.
The Battery, modern-day fire, powering everything from remote-control cars to the car in your garage. So when your car battery is reaching the end of the line, or you're wondering whether it is, stop by Advance Auto Parts. We'll test your old one for you, free of charge. And if you purchase a new Autocraft battery, we'll install it for free. Only if you'd like us to, of course. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Sir, we're happy you've chosen Subway for your summer barbecue blowout with our delicious applewood pulled pork subs and all.
Set, set, set!
But could you...
Go for the spike, dude!
Maybe take the volleyball game outside the restaurant?
My bad.
Subway is taking your summer barbecue to the next level with the sweet and smoky applewood pulled pork, slow-cooked to tender perfection. Summer's gotta have it footlong. Subway, eat fresh. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Volleyball not permitted.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time every Sunday morning, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Or if you want to call and impress us with something that you have, give us a call at 312-332-3776, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think your item might go for in a current auction. You can tweet me an item with a picture at T Crown Tom on Twitter, And if we use that, if I like it, if we use it, you also get in the drawing. We're giving away a 2014 Topps Baseball Factory set this week. And also, if you email me during the week and we use it on the show, you'll also get in the drawing. I got an interesting email this week from, actually, this is from a friend of mine from college whose sister and her husband were visiting friends overseas and went to the fourth round of the British Open this year, okay? So they were sitting around the 18th hole, and Rory won his third major there, won the British Open, and you may have seen that he threw the golf ball into the stands. Well, George's sister was used to being at Comiskey Park, maybe, where foul balls go in the stands. There's some people maybe have been drinking a little bit and are kind of a rowdy crowd and everybody's diving for it. Well, when Rory threw the golf ball into the crowd, everybody just kind of sat there. Nobody did anything. And the ball rolls up right by George's sister. And she didn't grab it. She didn't really know what to do, I guess. So the guy in front of her picks up the ball. She asked if she could have her picture taken with the ball. She did. Well, it turned out the guy who ended up getting the ball put it in an auction. How much? People may have heard it got some pretty good publicity. Did you hear how much it went for?
No, I didn't.
Poor George, did you hear how much it went for? Guess how much that Rory golf ball went for.
I'll say $50,000.
Okay, poor George, you have a guess?
$49,000.
Oh, thanks, George. The price is right here. The price is right. Vince Aru is the winner. It went for $52,000. All she would have had to have done was reach down and pick it up and then decide to actually to auction it. But apparently she couldn't believe that the guy auctioned it. She didn't think it would have had any value. So she might not even have auctioned it. But George says, here's his email. My sister was at the Alp Open. The ball landed right next to her, but she was too polite. It is all my mom's fault for treating us to be nice. So that's the story. A lot of people, you might have known that it went for 52 grand, but you didn't know someone else could have had that ball, if only not so polite. It still pays to be polite.
It's a cool story.
Right, Tony. Tony from Oak Park's online. What do you have there, Tony?
Well, about 26 years ago, my son and I went to a show and bought a bunch of unopened Tops 1951 Redbacks.
Wow.
He had them graded, got a complete set out of it, and it ended up being graded at PSA around 7.2. But an interesting sidebar is my son asked me for the wrappers after we opened them. I said, sure, son. And my 10-year-old son sold the wrappers for more than I bought the cards for.
Smart son there.
I believe it. It's amazing how some of those empty boxes and wrappers, those real old wrappers, go for some really big money. Have you noticed that? A pretty good market for that stuff, Bill Huggins?
Oh, yeah. The certain ones of those boxes and wrappers are common, and certain ones you just never see. And the ones that you never see just can bring goofy money. I know one time we had a Mars Attacks box, which was and just an empty box of the Mars Attacks, $4,500.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I have, I think, a 63 Tops unopened box that I have a baseball sitting in at T-Crown with the covers ripped off the top. I wonder if that's worth it. That must be worth something. What do you think Tony's Tops 51 Redbacks are worth, Bill?
It's a complete set, Tony?
Yes, complete set.
All graded by PSA, an average of what? At
7.2. I have some that, you know, grade up at 9. But when you open them out of the packs, a lot are not centered properly, things like that. So it graded out as a 7.2.
Are these singles or are they in panels?
They're all singles.
They're all singles, okay. Geez, I'd have to probably do a little research. I mean, it's got to be several thousand dollars. I just don't know where does that set fall in the registry.
I never put it in the registry. And, you know, I've heard from other of your shows that all I have to do is just, put it in the registry.
Yeah, you probably ought to do that.
I would definitely do that. Just type in the numbers. There's only 52, 54 cards, and that's a big selling point if you ever decide you want to sell it to where it registers, you know.
You might want to upgrade some of the lower ones in there. If you have some nines, if you upgrade, you must have a couple fours or fives in there, Tony?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, maybe upgrade those, you know, just to make your set. Move it up the registry. That's a big thing, isn't it, Bill?
Oh, that's totally big thing, yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll try to check out what an average 7.2 goes for, Tony, and keep listening, and if we find something out on it, we'll mention it.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. So now, speaking of that, that we'll talk again in the future of something we've talked about in the past. Last week, what was it we were talking about? There was a pennant from Super Bowl II. Yeah, that's what it was, and it went
Super Bowl III, I think, Oakland Super Bowl, versus Green Bay.
Super Bowl II.
Yeah, Super Bowl II, 1968. Yeah. You're right.
And
Super
it was
Bowl
a pennant yep. from that yep. Super Bowl that went in a Huggins and Scott auction for over $4,000. So that got us talking, and Vince, you quizzed me on this,
didn't
you?
Yeah, the cost of a commercial, 30-second commercial back then was like $54,000.
Right.
So what do you think that value is in today's money?
Well, before we get to that, now a commercial now, didn't you say was like $3.5 or $4
yep.
million,
yep.
something like that
for
30 seconds. So $54,000 in today's money using the inflation calculator, how much would that be worth now? Okay, Bill Huggins, you can guess on this one too. Poor George is answering phone calls, so he might not be able to get on this one. I'm going to guess... Okay, $54,000. I'm going to say $650,000. Bill Huggins, what's your guess on that one? So in 1968, $54,000.
Right. I'd say more than that, $750,000.
Okay, is it higher than that?
No, it's actually lower, $376,000.
Wow.
I was surprised at that, too.
Wow. Yep. So that means basically... the cost of Super Bowl ads has gone up 10 times the rate of inflation, if my genius math mind
I think you're
is
right
figuring
on.
That
you're
out
right
correctly.
On.
Wow, that's crazy.
Shows of the course, popularity of football.
Yeah,
you know, it's crazy.
And when you think about it, I wonder how this is something we can look up in the future. I wonder how many people watched Super Bowl II compared to how many people watch the Super Bowl now around the whole world. Really, that'll be something interesting to see if we can find out. Marty from Wilmington is on the line. Maybe Marty has something that here we'd like. What's up, Marty?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
I got a 1994 World Series game ball sealed in the box.
So that was the World Series that never happened.
Exactly.
I had a bunch of those at one time. I think there were a bunch of those going around. I don't think they go for much now. Maybe we could see a completed item on eBay, but I'm figuring maybe $20 to $30 is my guess on that one. Bill Huggins, you have any off the top of your head that I'm wrong with that? Have you seen
any
of those?
No, I was going to say $25, so that's right.
Yeah.
$20, $30, yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of them, and it was one of those things that people hung on to figuring, oh, that's going to be neat. And might be something good to get signed by a team that you thought – like the White Sox were having I remember Frank Thomas was having an awesome year that year, and the Sox had a shot. It might not be a bad year to get a 94 White Sox team signed ball on that ball, you know, as the what maybe could have been. That'd be kind of interesting. Now, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and we got a couple tweets here of items that are kind of neat. Phil from Highland says it's his sixth time tweeting on the show. And it's kind of this one photo. I don't know, Phil, were you in like a dark closet when you took this one? I can't even see this thing on the right. But on the left, I can see it's a guitar signed by Tom Petty, PSA authenticated and with a picture framed, I guess. Bill Huggins, what do you think a guitar signed by Tom Petty? Now, first off, if it was a concert used guitar or just a guitar that he signed?
Yeah, I'm not really sure on Tom Petty stuff. We haven't really done a whole lot of that. I would think, though, like you said, the difference between if it was could be proven that he used it in a concert in whatever venue on a certain date or something, if it's signed and dated like that, that would have much more.
That can be big money, yeah. I had a guy stopped in at T-Crown and might be contacting you at Huggins or just bringing some stuff back to... to T-Crown, but he had some a lot of celebrity autographs, and a lot of them were rock and rollers autographs. I think he worked either for Jay Leno or for somebody there, because he had Jay Leno and he was talking about Jay Leno. But anyway, he had Springsteen, like a bandana signed, and a bunch of celebrity autographs. Now, you take lots like that in Huggins and Scott auctions, don't you, Bill?
Oh, sure, and that's a growing facet of our collectible industry here today.
Yeah, it seems like it.
The pop culture type guys that they're, you know, still around and still signing Mick Jagger and guys like that. We've sold stuff. That Beatles thing we just sold went for almost $5,000 in the last auction. And
we were having a debate at T-Crown yesterday, actually, as Buzz, one of my regular customers, thought that George Harrison was the best Beatle and underrated. I thought that Paul McCartney maybe was overrated, but it's still good. But to me, John Lennon was the number one Beatle guy. But that's always kind of been part of it, where who was your favorite Beatle and everything.
And McCartney's still rocking.
Oh, he's still, for a 70-some-year-old, he's doing real well and obviously hugely talented, without a doubt. But Buzz also had a story a few weeks ago. That now this is a Buzz story, so we don't know how the truth of this, but I love this story. He said that he heard that Ron Santo's rookie year, he was sliding into a base, came up short, like slid short, I guess Seinfeld would have said, slid short, got tagged out, so he was out by a mile, and before he got up, the umpire goes to him, rookie, hobble off the field or you're going to get booed like crazy. So Santo limps off the field and everybody gives him a standing ovation like he, you know, oh, what a battle.
That's good
umpire advice to a young rookie, Ron Santo. Paul from Kenosha's on the line. What do you have there, Paul?
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
You always see the signed football helmets, mini helmets, and so, but I have a collection of Brewer mini helmets from when they were in the World Series in 1982.
Oh, that's neat.
I've got the whole infield plus Ted Simmons. I got Molitor, Gantner, Cooper, and Ted Simmons.
Yeah, that's cool.
You think it's worth going after like Ogilvy and Gorman Thomas?
I absolutely would get as many. See if you can find a Harvey. Wasn't Harvey Keene the manager of the Harvey's Wallbangers? That was
Harvey's Wallbangers, yeah.
I would try to get a Harvey Keene. I'd try to get as many of it as you can, wouldn't you think, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. That sounds like a fabulous collection.
That would be fantastic. Keep at it. And it's something you can be busy with, because who knows how many of those guys, some of them might never have signed mini helmets.
Yeah, because that team, they had three guys that had 200 hits that year.
Oh, that was a fun team. That was a fun year. That would be a great collection, Paul.
Okay, thanks.
All right, very good. Well, it's time for another short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, George Katsarilos. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, answering your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call, 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spenceloa.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
Hi, I'm Michael Rosengarten, president of Auto House on Edens in Northbrook. Come in now to reserve the all-new, more powerful, sophisticated C-Class or the all-new, bold, luxurious GLA coming soon. Your best Mercedes-Benz value is at Auto House on Edens. We're the largest volume Mercedes-Benz dealer on the North Shore. Come see why. Auto House on Edens, between Willow and Dundee in Northbrook. Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ or go to AutoHouseOnEdens.com.
Based on 08 to 13 calendar year new car sales.
Guys, have you ever fallen asleep in the sun only to wake up burned and crispy like a piece of bacon? Now you have the freedom to nap like a man. Introducing Banana Boat Triple Defense Sunscreen for Men. Finally, a sunscreen developed and formulated just for you. Defy the sun responsibly with Banana Boat for Men and defend against the sun, odor, and dryness. We've got you covered. Banana Boat Triple Defense for Men. Available now at Walgreens.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Grease. It does a man good. So get the parts and advice you need from AutoZone and get to work on your car. The greasier you get, the better. Like a hamburger or bacon or, great, now I'm hungry.
Now at AutoZone, get a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Bosch oil filter for only $22.99.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
See store for restrictions and details.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number's 312-332-3776. We're giving away a 2014 Topps Baseball Factory set to one caller. Or if somebody tweets me a question at T-Crown Tom and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. And ERC Delivery will deliver to the winner free of charge. Vince, you found some details on Super Bowl II viewership compared to the 2014 Super Bowl viewership.
Yeah, Super Bowl II, 40 million people watched that game on TV.
Not bad.
So Super Bowl 48, where Seattle destroyed Denver, 167 million people watched that
man.
Game.
Well, I guess that has something to do with that $3.5 million per 30-second value. Bill Huggins, you're not going to be buying any Super Bowl commercials this year, are you?
Well, no, I think we're going to have to move the money towards some other little things.
Yeah.
I was just going to mention briefly, we're up in New York this weekend doing the show in Westchester County, and this guy came in yesterday and consigned us two really neat items. Are you guys familiar with what Free Franks are?
Free Franks? No.
Free Frank, what that is? It's back in the, this is, one is George Washington, the other is Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I am familiar with that. Okay.
Where they could sign their name and that was as good as postage, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be in the next auction, a really sharp George Washington, and then also a Thomas Jefferson free frank.
Wow, we'll have to I'll have to tweet pictures of those items when you get them up on your Huggins
and Scott.
Yeah,
they'll be up, I think, a week from tomorrow.
Oh, nice. That's cool. So he just walked into the show with them this weekend.
Well, I guess he was planning on doing something with them, but he just ultimately decided to give them that. He also had a third item, which is a personal check from Ulysses S. Grant.
Wow, man. That's a nice day when that stuff's walking in the door.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, just real quick, another item a guy brought in, a different guy, was Reggie Jackson in 1967 was, before he signed his contract with the Oakland A's, he was with the Kansas City A's Industrial League team in the Arizona League. And this is the only batting helmet he ever wore, signed by Reggie and noted on the helmet by Reggie that this is my first helmet I wore in organized baseball.
Wow. That
and
is cool.
Been authenticated by all these guys, and JSA has given us a letter on the writing on it or the inscriptions and all that it was all done in Reggie's hand.
Any estimate on the value of that?
Several thousand dollars. I don't know how many. I mean, we were kind of trying to compare that to the Clementi hat that we sold. I think it went for $6,000 or $7,000.
Yeah, right.
The last auction.
Yeah, that's probably a good comparison for that one. Now, right. Speaking of several thousand dollars from the last Huggins and Scott auction, Here's one, another little guessing game here for Bill Huggins. He probably knows these items, but Vince and poor George can say which one they think went higher. 1952 Topps number 311 Mickey Mantle in a PSA 5, or a 1954 Topps number 128 Hank Aaron rookie in an SGC holder, which, and with a grade the equivalent of an 8.5. So an Aaron 54 Topps rookie 8.5, or a Mantle PSA 5. Poor George, what do you think?
I'm going to go with the Mantle.
Okay.
I'll go with the Mantle also.
Trick question. They both went for $15,000. I just had to throw that one in there. It was a tie. Wow. They went for $15,000.
Two nice cards. Very nice cards.
Wow. I thought, boy, for a Hank Aaron rookie, that seemed like a really good price for that, Bill.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that any 8.5 Aaron rookie has ever gotten that much money.
No, that's kind of why I did that one, because I figured everybody would think that went. Yeah, it's like, man. Paul from Chicago's on the line. You have a Cy Young ball, Paul? Is that right?
I have a Cy Young ball from 2001 signed by Roger Clemens and Randy Johnson.
Oh, I thought you had a Cy Young signed ball.
No, that would be would be great.
I saw 01 on there. I thought from 1901, a Cy Young ball.
Well, no, that would be a different phone call.
Yeah, that would be. Boy, that. What would a Cy Young single signed ball go for? Do you even have any idea on a nice Cy Young ball? Are they even out around, Bill?
I haven't seen one, but I'll tell you what, though. Yesterday, another item that came in, and Jimmy Spence fell in love with this, too, is a single-signed Grover Cleveland Alexander ball that's going to be in the next auction.
You're kidding. I've never seen one of those.
I've never seen one either.
Oh, how nice was it? Clean ball?
You could see Grover Alexander. It's well-readable, and Jimmy said clean ball, no removal. So it's just him on the ball.
Wow, very nice. Now, Paul's ball here with Roger Clemens and Randy Johnson. Would you, first off, estimate on that is maybe somewhere 150 or so, I'm thinking?
Yeah, I would say that. I don't know that I would sell that right now. Now's not probably the best time to sell that.
Wouldn't maybe you add Cy Young winners to that, maybe?
Oh, I would. All day long.
I would, too. The Clemens, you know, the stigma of the steroids is still kind of all over that one, Paul. So maybe add some steroid pitchers. Don't add steroid pitchers. Add Cy Young pitchers to that, Paul.
Great idea. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
All right.
The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your items. And we're giving away a Topps Baseball Factory set. 2-1 person in the drawing. I got a tweet. You can also tweet me an item at T Crown Tom. Now, I don't know if Bill has done anything with Landon Donovan. Jonathan on Twitter is asking, now that he's retiring, what will be the value of his auto? I don't think that really matters as much as the fact that soccer players in general, I don't think, have as many autographs out there. That's one thing. Plus, there's a worldwide demand for soccer autographs. It's so big around the world, the sport. Some of their items sell for some pretty good money. I don't know if you ever had anything Landon Donovan, Bill?
I don't think we have.
We've
had some Pele items and over the past years and stuff, but I don't think we've ever had a Landon Donovan item.
Pele does real well. Landon Donovan has been in. He was in. I think he was in that Upper Deck Greats product. Remember, Vince, from a few years ago? Yep. And they don't go for that much. I think those cards were selling maybe, if they were lower numbered, $50 to $75, something like that. But if he doesn't sign much, and I would think there's some good potential. Like I say, with the worldwide demand for soccer, I think we're in pretty good shape with that. Okay, now here's a legitimate quiz. Okay, these didn't go for the same price in the August Huggins and Scott auction. We've got a 1915 E145 Cracker Jack Ty Cobb card graded PSA 5 and a 1914 Cracker Jack Walter Johnson card graded a PSA 4. So the Cobb's in nicer shape. The Walter Johnson's 1914 Cracker Jack compared to 1915 Ty Cobb. I didn't even know there were 2 years on those. Is that correct, Bill, or did I make a mistake there?
Oh, no. There are 2 years. The 1914s are much, much tougher than the 1915s because the 1914s, you had to eat 144 boxes of Cracker Jack and hope to get a different one in each.
In one sitting, did you have to do it? It's like Paul Newman eating eggs. You had to do it in one sitting, and if you didn't get sick, you got the Cracker Jack. Maybe that's it, because I never see 1914 Cracker Jack cards.
Yeah, they're much tougher, whereas 1915, you could order the set.
Oh, okay.
So it's on the back, if you sent in, I don't know, 12 box tops and whatever, $3, they send you the whole set of them.
Okay, so now you guys have a little background there. We got the 1914 Cracker Jack Walter Johnson PSA 4, so a lower grade but a harder to get card, and then a 1915 Cracker Jack Ty Cobb and a PSA 5. Which one went higher? Vince or Ruth?
I would say Johnson, no doubt about it.
Okay, Vince is confidently guesses Walter Johnson. Poor George, are you awake back there? He is. Poor George?
Yes.
You're okay, he wasn't awake. He was sleeping back there. Well, who's your guess, Walter Johnson or Ty Cobb?
Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb. Bill Huggins, do you know what these went for? Do you know which one went higher?
I don't.
All right, well, what's your guess then?
I would probably go with the Walter Johnson just because they're tougher to get.
That actually made sense. But no, the Ty Cobb did go higher, 6,500 to 3,250. So, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I would have thought. I guess the condition really does make a big difference on those two. But
Ty Cobb is also Ty Cobb.
Yeah, Ty Cobb does typically go for quite a bit more than Walter Johnson in all their things. You know, I was looking at what was it? It was a baseball game. I think it might have been the game of the week, and they were talking about Jeter on there, which, you know, what a surprise. There's been a lot of Jeter talk. And Jeter was one of my all-time favorite players, and I give him all the credit in the world. But some guys, it's starting to give him a little bit credit for things that just aren't even true. I think it was Logan Morrison was being interviewed, and he said, I mean, what else can you say about Jeter? He invented the jump throw from the hole at shortstop. It's like he invented it. Don Kessinger in the 60s used to do that all the time for the Cubs. Jeter did not invent that. He didn't invent the light bulb. He didn't invent the hit and run, the stolen base. Great career. He's what, fifth or sixth all time in hits, but he did not invent the jump throw from the hole. I thought that cracked me up when I saw him say that. Now here's just a one item. We're not gonna quiz this one, but in the last Huggins and Scott auction, this never ceases to amaze me. The 1976 Topps Baseball unopened wax box of 36 packs went for $4,750. Was that from that one lady, Bill, that had all those boxes?
Oh, yeah. I think she has one more.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Now, did she have any? She didn't figure they'd go for that much money, did she?
Oh, no. That was the lady I told you. She, when she first came in, he sold me the first box for $500.
Probably figuring, hey, that's good. That seems like good money for that box.
I tried to talk her into putting it in the auction, and then I guess she followed the auction. Uh-huh. Then she came in with the second one. She said, I want to put this in your next auction.
right. Have they all been going that high?
Yeah, the first one I think that we put in got about $1,800. The second one, I think, around 2,000, but the last couple have been getting 4,000 or 5,000.
Yeah, boy, that's incredible. The number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call with a question about your collectibles. Maybe you've got an unopened box of cards sitting there, and you're thinking, hey, If a 1976 box goes for $47.50, what does my 1968 unopened box go for, or whatever? Check it out. Give us a call, and with you have a question about an item, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might go for in a current auction. We've got, let's see, Game Day sent a question here on Twitter. What did he say here? Hey, Tom, would you rather build a PSA 6 graded set of 1957 baseball or 1957 football? I want to start an older set. Personally, I really like the 1957 Topps baseball sets. So if it were me, I would do that. Now, value-wise, as far as maybe the 57 football sets might be, it seems like football isn't, they're catching up a little bit, but doesn't go as high as the baseball. So just for what I like, I would do the baseball set. What about values, Bill, like future values or how things have been trending on the 50s baseball and football? What do you see for the future on either one of those sets?
Well, I think you're right. The 57 baseball set has always been an icon set that everybody, you know, looks at. That and the 56 top set. Those are two of the most popular ones from that era. But and those, I think they'll always be worth more than the football.
Yeah. Yeah, the 57 football set is a neat set, though, if you can find them. And he wants to get PSA 6 graded. The good part about PSA 6s is those usually can look really nice. A lot of times at first glance, they look like they could be 8s and really nice-looking cards and 6s. I think that's not a bad idea to try to, especially if your budget's a little bit limited, to try to make a PSA 6 set because it'll really look good. Might not be as valuable, but it won't cost you as much either. All right, let's do another quiz here from... Now, here's a couple of political items that sold in the recent Huggins and Scott auction. And by the way, the next Huggins and Scott auction goes from September 29th to October 9th. And you can go to HugginsandScott.com, check out their last one. You can call Bill Huggins during the week at 866-462-2273 if you think you have something that might be good for a Huggins auction. Okay, here's a couple political items. Ronald Reagan framed and signed Marine One photo. Okay, Ronald Reagan signed it in a frame. Or Rutherford B. Hayes. Not one of the more famous presidents, but an older president. Rutherford B. Hayes signed business card. Who would have even known Rutherford B. Hayes had a business card?
Is the Reagan dated in any way or date associated with that?
I don't think so, no.
I would say the Hayes is more expensive.
Okay, Vince is pretty confidently going with Rutherford B. Hayes. George?
I'm going to go with the Hayes as well.
He's going with the Hayes. Okay. Bill Huggins, do you know which one went higher?
I don't.
Okay. Do you want to make a guess which one?
I'll go Reagan.
Bill Huggins going Reagan. Pretty confident with the Reagan. And the winner, the one that went the highest, is Ronald Reagan. $1,200 for the Ronald Reagan framed and signed Marine One photo. Rutherford B. Hayes signed business card, $900. We're going to have to look up Rutherford B. Hayes and see how long he was even president, what he did. I don't know much about Rutherford B. Hayes. Nothing really stood out as a memory of what he did. But we'll have to do that another show, another week, because we're already up to the end of this one. It's time to do the drawing for the 2014 Topps Baseball Factory set. ERC Delivery will deliver to the winner free of charge right to your door. So the winner, Vince,
is going to be Tony from Oak Park.
Tony from Oak Park is the winner.
Tony, email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery at your convenience free of charge.
Okay, so ERC Delivery, now you deliver things. You can deliver, if somebody gets in touch with you at noon and needs something delivered in the Chicago area by 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, a lot of times you can do that.
Well, most of the time I can do that. I could do it by 1 o'clock also. 1 hour turnaround, 2 hours.
Really?
Hour
that fast?
Yes, on demand.
Wow, okay, so that's ercdelivery.com. And Tony, the winner, has to email vince@ercdelivery.com. And don't forget to check out HugginsandScott.com. Huggins and Scott Auctions. The next one is September 29th to October 9th at TCrownTime.com. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the Air and Water Show if you're downtown. Have a great week.